In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to reveal his economic recovery plan. The WHO warns countries easing COVID-19 restrictions to not be complacent. And in tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic will play in next month's Adria Tour Series. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is due to reveal his so-called JobMaker plan today, outlining Australia's economic strategy to recover from coronavirus. The key focus of the plan will be an overhaul of the skills and training system and industrial relations reforms. Funding will target skills gaps and industry will be given more power to influence training according to their needs. The plan will also see the National Skills Commission provide detailed labour market analysis, while the current $1.5 billion agreement with the states and territories is to be changed. The government is also targeting tax reform, deregulation, energy, environmental management, and the Federation as part of its future economic strategy. Moving overseas, World Health Organization officials have warned that the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak could include a second peak. They warn countries, even those that have successfully suppressed the virus and are relaxing coronavirus restrictions, need to remain on high alert. WHO Emergency Chief Dr. Michael Ryan is urging countries to continue to implement public health measures.
We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now, that it's going to keep going down, and then we're going to get a number of months to get ready for a second wave. We may get a second peak in this wave. This happened during pandemics in the past.
And in Australia, Victorian public school students are returning to classrooms after spending over a month of term two at home. Children in kindergarten to year two and in year 11 and 12 will resume face-to-face learning today as the state eases coronavirus restrictions. Students at specialist schools and other VCE and VCAL students will also head back to class. Meanwhile, the remaining years 3 to 10 will return on June the 9th. However, students of any age with compromised immunity can decide whether or not to attend school. And South Australia is to reopen cinemas, theatres, museums, beauty salons and gyms from next week. The second phase of easing restrictions has been brought forward to the 1st of June instead of the 5th, thanks to low numbers of COVID-19 cases and high testing rates. Large venues will see their capacity increase to 80 people, while small businesses can serve 20. Customers can order alcohol without a meal if they're seated, and training for contact and non-contact sport is permitted to resume. Premier Stephen Marshall says the government is working on lifting other measures.
There are still a large number of issues which the Transition Committee is dealing with, and we'll have further updates when they are ready. These relate to gaming, large venues, mainly for hospitality, but also for churches, zoos, galleries and museums. So there's still a huge amount of work to be done.
Protesters in Hong Kong are again voicing their opposition to a new national security law set to be passed by China in coming days. The bill, submitted at the opening of China's national legislative session, could allow mainland security agencies to set up in the city. Pro-democracy supporters argue the proposal goes against the one country, two systems framework, which promises Hong Kong citizens democratic freedoms not found in mainland China. But Li Shanzhu, the chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, says constitutional order must be maintained in the region.
We will remain committed to upholding law-based governance in Hong Kong and Macau. We will work to safeguard constitutional order in the two special administrative regions as stipulated in China's constitution and the basic laws, refine the system for interpreting basic laws by the NPC Standing Committee, and establish a sound legal system and effective enforcement mechanisms at the national level for safeguarding national security in the two regions.
New South Wales government has unveiled a new anti-racism public awareness campaign to help victims victims of racist incidents understand their rights. The Stop Public Threats campaign raises awareness for a law which makes it a criminal offence to threaten or incite violence against someone on the basis of race, religion, gender or sexuality. Introduced to the state in 2018, the law penalises offenders with up to 3 years in prison. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says COVID-19 has sparked more racist incidents.
We have heard reports of racist incidents that are disturbing during this pandemic, and we want to make sure that everyone in New South Wales knows that there is never an excuse for racism or violence. And you can't use the cover of this pandemic to engage in racist or violent behaviour. And we want to make sure that the people of New South Wales know their legal rights, and if they need protection, they go to the police and report unacceptable incidents.
Turning to sport, in tennis, Serbian Novak Djokovic has announced he will be returning to the court for next month's Adria Tour in the Balkans. The world number one is promoting the four-stop clay court tournament, with the professional game halted until the end of July because of coronavirus. The series will begin in the Serbian capital of Belgrade on June the 13th. Let's see what today's weather's doing across the country now. In Perth, a shower or two, 17. 17 degrees for Adelaide as well, where it'll be partly cloudy. A fine day for Melbourne, mostly sunny and 18. Much the same for Hobart, 14. Partly cloudy in the capital, 15 degrees in Canberra. Showers and winds easing in Wollongong, 19 degrees. Showers continue for Sydney, 20. Much the same for Newcastle. It'll be a fine and sunny day in Brisbane, 24 degrees for you. Sunny as well in Cairns, 25. And sunny in the top end, Darwin, 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.